بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شارف له الشيخ أبو الرومي وتوريد الدوران هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر ونور الله مرقده. التايتل هي قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ لو نقش بتان آب و گل. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ لو نقش بتان آب و گل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل. دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل. قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل. اور لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل. خالق دل پہ دوست تو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل. خالق دل پہ دوست تو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل. کہتے ہیں اہل کہتے ہیں ان کو اہل دل. سارے جہاں کے اہل دل کہتے ہیں ان کو اہل دل. سارے جہاں کے اہل دل. قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر. قیمت زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر. ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگے جہان آب و گل. ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگے جہان آب و گل. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر. دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بتان آب و گل. اور پانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر. پانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر. دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی. فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے اس غم جاویداں سے مل. فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے اس غم جاویداں سے مل. رہتا ہے بدگمان
کیوں جہل سے اپنے دور دور رہتا ہے بد گمان کیوں جہل سے اپنے دور دور جا کے کبھی تو ایک بار حضرت اہل دل سے مل آ کے تو ایک بار پھر حضرت اہل دل سے مل دل کو ملا ہے درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے دل کو ملا ہے درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے ورنہ تھا ناشنا دل اختر ہمارا آب و گل ورنہ تھا ناشنا دل اختر ہمارا آب و گل دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتان سنگ دل دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد. It's very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Zada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat, who has enlightened the hearts of many, many souls. And with this beautiful bayan, if only myself I can get the glimpse of this reality. And Hazrat is teaching us the real essence of life. That when we come in this world, we should be alert. That outwardly, generally a person comes in the world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the eyes of the heart is closed. فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. That generally people, particularly the kuffar, that Allah ta'ala says, we don't say they are blind on the head. We have given them eyes to see, but they can only see limited. And they can only see the outward beauty of this world. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَوْمَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They don't know the reality of real life, that is the akhirat. So they're giving their life and they're giving everything, their efforts and then all their hopes, all just to this outward beauty, this outward glitter and glamour, which is the height of stupidity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that if the eyes of the heart open up, then a person will not fall for this outward glitter and glamour. And that is what Hazrat is teaching us here, this reality. That kabro mein jaake dekh to nakshe buta aab o gil. That if you get overtaken with the outward beauty of this world, whether it's woman, whether it is your cars, whether it is your businesses, whether it's your entertainment, whatever, the outward glitter and glamour of this world, one day it's going to perish, it's going to go into the kabr. And particularly this illicit love affairs, Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that when go, Hazrat says, that go and see into the kabr, that nakshe buta, that form of that idol of yours, that you were worshipping and you were dying for, and you were going after that idol, particularly illicit love affairs, or whatever the case may be. Today our sports have become an idol. Today people, their cars have become idols, etc. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala save us all. Hazrat says, all these artificial forms of these idols of yours, it's made from sand and water. And one day it's going to perish, and it's going to see in the kabar how it looks. That Allahu Akbar. How many, it's so beautiful it is, that it has been said, that how many kabars when they have been dug up, then when they dug up that kabar, na tare kafan raha, na uzwai badan raha. Not even a strand of that kafan was left, not even the part of that body was left. The body became decomposed, The coffin became finished. It became just for the insects, etc., in the cupboard. And Allah Ta'ala save us. If we didn't make our reality, then in the cupboard, all the scorpions, etc., Allah save us. That we all the time we should be worried. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua from Allah Ta'ala save us from azab of qabr. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the sunnah to read Surah Mulk at night. That will save us from azab of qabr. So Hazrat is reminding us that don't be overtaken with this artificial beauty. And like the kuffar, they think that this world is everything. And they say, in here ila hayatna dunya, namutu wa nahya wa ma nahnu mabusin. That this is one life. We must enjoy it to the full. Go to adventure. And sadly, we look at their way of life and we also want to go for adventures. We also want to pass our time, wasting time, that fishing for so many days, etc. Allah Ta'ala hasn't sent us for that. Allah Ta'ala has sent us for a great purpose. And Hazrat is reminding us, whoever, myself, first of all, to realize that if we made our object and purpose the artificial beauties of this world and the world itself, dono jahan tabah hai jisne diya hai unko dil, zalim na kar hayat ko nazre buta sang dil. Hazrat says both the worlds, khasira dunya wal akhira. Allah Ta'ala says if you made your object and purpose the outward glitter and glamour of this world, that wama hazil hayatu dunya illa mataul hurur. The whole world and whatever it contains is just a box of deception. If that is your object of life, then you have destroyed dunya also. Because ask the people of the world, ask the millionaires of the world, that outwardly we look at them and we think they are enjoying life. But go and ask them how's life, they'll tell you life is terrible. And how many tablets they take in to try and get sleep, they can't get sleep. Some of them take injections and they can't get sleep. And these same people, how many of them land up in the mad hospitals? Hazrat says so beautifully, do you ever see any Ahl-e-Dil, people of the heart who have connected their hearts to the maker of the heart and the giver of the heart, Allah Rabbul Izzat, do you hear of any such a person becoming depressed or becoming mad? Despite outwardly sometimes you'll see that person's condition, he's sick for years. How many years he's in a stroke, he's ill, etc. But he is in such a splendor that a person who is hale and healthy is also not more happy than them. So Hazrat is reminding us that you'll destroy both the worlds if you gave your heart to the artificial beauties of this world. So Hazrat beautifully advises us and he says, Zalim. Zalim normally is when you tell a friend that, oh my friend, don't oppress yourself. Don't destroy your heart. Don't make nazar of your life. Allah gave you this life. Now don't give your life to these artificial idols of this world. Why? If you give your life to these idols of this world, your heart will become sange dil. Your heart will become a hard rock. Your heart will become hard. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then you tell a person that what you're going on the wrong road, it's not right. That person will say, no, he's jealous over me. But in reality, Allah Ta'ala says, Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. That Allah says, never ever, they won't take this advice because their hearts have become rusted because they have been overtaken with the glitter and glamour of this world. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Allah Ta'ala gives such a striking ayat that should make any person's hair, any person's blood start pumping. Allah Ta'ala says, Alam ya'nini alladhina amanu أن تخشى قلوبهم لذكر الله. Hasn't the time come now that your heart start trembling and shaking when you hear about the remembrance of Allah? Who has given us this life? Not just given us our life, every split moment, every billionth of a second, we are living only with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our life is in the control of Allah. And Allah ta'ala knows our ins and outs. Yet Allah Ta'ala grants us so much ni'mat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, sudden your heart tremor. Tremor in that way that, oh my Allah, you gave me my life. And what a namak haram am I. I'm enjoying your food, your air, your water, your earth. And I'm disobeying you. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Now your heart should tremor and turn and beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. أَنْتَخْشَى قُلُوبُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. And what the truth Allah Ta'ala has sent down, Quran Kareem, we are Allahu Akbar. We are so fortunate. We got the best kitab, the best Nabi, Allah, the best deen Allah Ta'ala has chosen for us. And if we are still unmindful and we still want to follow the lifestyle of the kuffar, Allah Ta'ala warns us. Well, if you don't, your heart doesn't start tremoring and shaking, and you don't realize to start changing your life. وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابُ مِنْ قَبْلِ فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. Don't be like the previous nations, the people who had the kitab, the Jews and the Christians, but they made their object the outward dunya, and money, and this world was their dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ. Now long hopes, that inshallah tomorrow I'm just building that empire. Then I'll build that empire and this empire. فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. In that all the time, this hopes of dunya, your heart becomes harder and harder. Allah save me and all of us. Because then a person doesn't get tawfiq to make tawbah quickly. And when we don't make astaghfar daily, and we don't make tawbah, the heart becomes harder and harder. And the more a person goes away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is great fear. Allah save me and all of us. That even the word, our Hazrat explains, our Dada Sheikh explained about one person in Karachi, elderly person, but his work used to be what? That only the talk bad of the ulama, criticize the ulama, and particularly the ulama Rabbaniyin, the pious ulama, and used to just interfere with all the women in the street, although like an old man. Then Allah Ta'ala brought such a sickness upon him that he was hospitalized, and Allahu Akbar, he was in such a condition, couldn't take the pain. He used to scream that even the other patients couldn't take it. They had to put him in a separate ward. And then the few of his friends who were Hazrat's murid, they told Hazrat, this is his condition. Hazrat said, even in that condition, go and remind him, make tawbah. Inshallah, Allah will change his heart. Allah will forgive him. They went to try and talk to him, and they telling him about tawbah. He was so-called an intelligent man as far as dunya is concerned. He says that all the other big words of dunya I can say, but this word that you're telling me, tawbah, is just not coming on my tongue. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. This is what Hazrat is saying, that when we give our lives, we make nazar, that I vow my life for this artificial the idols of this world, the heart will become so hard. And Hazrat further explains, قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل. Hazrat says, the reality and worth of your life was not you didn't have any worth of your life when you just were this ordinary body of yours that is made from sand and water. The body had no life, no value itself. When Allah put the soul in there, now that body became had life now. And now that a person should realize, who has put the soul in my body? Who gave me life? How am I moving now? All the time I was a dead body in the womb of my mother also. After 4 months, then Allah gave me life. I started moving and kicking. And when I came in the world, who brought me in the world? I also couldn't do nothing. Now I became a man full of strength and healthy. Who gave me? So Hazrat says, in reality, your body that is made of sand and stone, of water, that is not your value of your life. Your real value of life is lazzati zindagi, an enjoyment of life. Hazrat says, don't ask, when will you get enjoyment of life? Jab se mila hai dard dil. When you get the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That who gave me this heart? Who gave me this life? For who gave me this life, I must make nazar of my life for that great being. I must vow my life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that I should go through pain. Outwardly Allah has made it such. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. Allah says, see how beautifully and balanced we created you. And we created desire in you. That you got desire towards evil. But we gave you the ability of taqwa. We gave you that strong brakes that you can just control. And you don't go on the wrong side of the road. Or you don't go off the road. And where you will learn how to control this car. A child wants to drive, but till he doesn't get proper training, he won't know how to control that car. So we also, this body of ours is our vehicle. We that rule is actually you are the driver. We have to learn how to control the sky, and Hazrat is teaching us where we will learn, and then we'll get real enjoyment of life. So Hazrat says, don't think this artificial enjoyment, entertainment, going to resort, going to this hotel, and as our Hazrat is teaching us and striking us, when we hear this, our hearts should tremor and we should make tawbah. That Ya Allah, we also stayed in such hotels where the worst evils take place, and adultery, fornication, and we thought we staying in 5-star hotels with somebody important, but we don't realize we're losing our value, we're losing our honor, we're losing our respect. So where we will learn this? Hazrat is saying here, where you will learn this and realize what is the value of life and what is the enjoyment of life, when you fill the love of Allah in your heart, then you will have value. Then you will be somebody. Otherwise, you got no value. You're fooling yourself that I'm driving the latest model car. Hazrat says so beautifully that even a fly comes sit in that car. So if you're driving the latest model BM and you're boasting, Mr. Fly must boast more than you. Because he don't have to pay for maintenance, he don't have to pay for petrol, and he chauffeur driven. He can say, I'm chauffeur driven. You have to drive the car and pay maintenance, etc. So we shouldn't fool ourselves. Our value is not the outward. Our value is within us. And that is our ruh. And Allah is so, and been so kind, that what is really valuable, Allah has kept within our bosom. Nobody can steal that. You don't have to worry of security, etc. In other words, the more iman you strengthen in your heart, the more valuable you become. The more the love of Allah comes in your heart, the more valuable. And the more you spend this, the more it increases. And the outward dunya things that you got, you think, I got a lot of money. You're scared to spend it also. And when you spend it, it's decreasing. Now your heart is trembling. And the price of petrol, gold going up and down, you are too worried. Hazrat says, don't give your heart to those things. خالق دل پر دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جہاں کے اہل دل. That an intelligent person who has, Allah Akbar, Hazrat says, who have fida, who has given his life for the creator of the heart. اگر دل دینا ہو تو اسی کو دے دو جس نے تمہیں دل دیا. Hazrat says, if you want to give your heart to anybody, then give your heart to that great, creator who created your heart. Allah knows the value of our heart. Nobody else knows the value of the heart. So give your heart to Allah, and Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. A pious person says so beautifully, O Allah, you are so great, you are so magnificent. It is virtually impossible to get you, O Allah. You are priceless, but you have made yourself, so to say, so cheap. If a person desires you, O Allah, then you make yourself so easy available. That Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a hadith Qudsi, tell my servant, I can't fit in the heavens, it's too small. I can't fit in the earth, it's too small. A place where I can fit in the heart of a believer. So when we purify this heart, and this is particularly the special time, the occasion, Shaban is coming to an end, we should engage in istighfar and purify the heart. When Ramadan Sharif comes, that is the time to really bond ourselves to Allah Ta'ala and to learn how to become fida and just become, give our life to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the creator of heart. Then Ahle Dil, the people of hearts, those who have really given their hearts to the maker of hearts, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who Allah Ta'ala says, Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Rahman. Everybody is a servant of Allah. As Allah in another ayah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا, that all my servants, even those who have transgressed themselves and be on the way to Jahannam, you also don't lose hope. But if you want hope, come in the company of Ibadur Rahman. Those who are the special servants of Rahman and learn how to get connected to Rahman, then these special servants will say, this is also Ahle Dil of the world. This is the person that will guide the people of the world. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us reality of this. Hazrat says further, قیمتِ زندگی میری تیرے خوشی پہ منحصر ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگے جہاں آب و گل. Hazrat says, the reality and the value of my life is, O Allah, it is totally dependent upon your happiness. When I make you happy and I try my best to please you, and a person does the best to try and please Allah, but end of the day, he knows that I'm too weak. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون. الصحابة رضي الله تعالى عنهم and great personalities, most of the night they spending in ibadat. At the time when the tahajjud is coming to an end, sehri is coming to an end, they are not happy that we were in ibadat. They making istighfar, they making tawbah, they begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying that my value of life is totally dependent on how much I please you, O Allah. Varna, otherwise in reality, that this body of mine that is made of sand and water, I'm actually a disgrace for the world. That Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, as it is told, especially for myself, that we shouldn't be such personalities, that when people see us in the world who are looking and thirsty for the truth, they run away from the truth. They run away from Islam. That what kind of Muslim is this? He deceives. He's got no honesty. He's looking at other women, etc. No, we should be, if we don't give our heart to Allah and we don't work and make an effort for this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is so kind that whoever, Allah Akbar, whoever desires this, and so beautifully it is said, yek talab bhi usi ka karam ka sadqa hai. When a person desires that I want to go to majlis, I want to learn about Allah, I want to get the love of Allah, this is also the sadqa of the kindness of Allah. Allah has put it in the heart, then Allah makes you love your legs. Allah makes you get company and you come. Now when we came here, just open our hearts and have the sincere desire of Allah. Please, I'm not worthy. Our Dara Shaykh says so beautifully. Then don't look at ourselves. We are not like. We are worth nothing. But Allah, tum to laike. Oh Allah, you are that very worthy being. Khalibi bar jazibai mushtari. That, oh Allah, you purchase that thing that is worth nothing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Allah says, I purchase your useless, filthy soul in return for Jannah. So we should be eager, say, Ya Allah, I want to make this deal. I'm giving nothing in and I'm getting the best. Allah, give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to open our hearts. And Hazrat further reminds us and says, see, dekh kisi ki khaak par hasti na apni khaak kar, kabron mein ja ke dekh tu nakshe buta aab o gil. Hazrat is again reminding us that once you realize where is your value, that in giving your heart to Allah and getting the love of Allah, now be rest assured and be all the time alert. Even when you come to majlis and you seeing you getting connected to Allah and making zikr, but don't be at ease and think, no, I am a wali of Allah. All the time remember, don't sacrifice this body of yours upon the other bodies of this world, all made of sand and water. So don't sacrifice your sand and water over another sand and water. Sacrifice it for that everlasting, pure Allah, who is so magnificent. And if you did that, then oh fool, oh silly, the idiot, go and see in the qabr, and see that Naqshe Buta that you thought, this is my idol, she's so beautiful, she is like this, she is like that. Go and see in the qabr now, how her eyes are gone, you don't want to look at that person anymore. You run away from that person. Fani buto ka gham na kar, dekh, ye gham hai arzi, farhat do jahan jo hai, is gham jaweda se mil. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says that in the... Don't take the pain of this artificial beauties of this world. Now you've got illicit love affairs, or you're loving your car, somebody just walks past and you're already worried. With your own clothes you go and shine your car. How stupid can you be? You take off your valuable topi to shine that car which is made of sand and water. So Hazrat says, don't put that pain in your heart. Because remember, just all this pain of this dunya is temporary. And it's worth nothing. It won't be even valuable in any case. Farhat do jaha. Farhat means extreme enjoyment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that we have given you Qur'an-i Kareem. And when you connect to Qur'an-i Kareem, and you make your life according to Qur'an-i Kareem, فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ. That is what you should have. Happiness and farhat, that is extreme enjoyment we will get when we connect ourselves to Qur'an-i Kareem. And this is the time. Hazrat says, you'll get the enjoyment of both the worlds. If you have put in your heart the pain, the sorrow of the pain of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's love initially, especially, it's a little painful to get up for tahajjud, to get up for fajr namaz, cold nights, etc. And to go to make wuzu, especially if there's no hot water, etc. But a person just makes little effort, and Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy, as Hazrat explains in front, that just ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullah wa kunu as-sadiqin. Just be with the pious, true servants of Allah. And see what they went through in life, you won't even have to go through that. Allah Akbar, they'll transfer the heat of the love of Allah in your heart, and you'll see with little effort how they will carry you and take us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rehte hai badguma kyun jahal se apne dur dur, jaake kabhi tu ek baar Hazrat ehle dil se mil. He says, Hazrat further gives us great advice, and Hazrat, as Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu taqullaha wa kunu as-sadiqin. Allah is commanding us with great love, oh my friends, that if you want this love of Allah, this taqwa, then be with my pious servants of Allah. So Hazrat says, many times shaitan puts evil thoughts in your mind, that where I'm going to go to that majlis? Oh, I don't know what these people, they sit so long, and that majlis doesn't come to an end. If a person, Hazrat says, don't have this badguma, don't have this evil and wrong thoughts, and don't have such friends that will put wrong thoughts, that will stop you from going to this beautiful company, out of your ignorance. And this is just sheer ignorance, that a person thinks, what I have to do in a majlis? What must I go and do there? Go to, Hazrat says, don't remain far away from this place. These are such places, humul julasa, la yashqa bihim shamisun. These are such honorable gatherings, such honorable majalis, the ahlullah, the friends of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala says, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, inform my servant, that anybody who just came here, so to say, by mistake also, he'll get forgiven by the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying, jaake kabhi tu ek baar, go at least, just force yourself one time, and say, let me go sit, Allahu Akbar, and great, great personalities. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullahi was a great muhaddis. Forget people like us, that we are connected to dunya. These were people that were connected to deen, but still they didn't have that love of Allah Ta'ala. And his friend used to encourage him, just come one time, and just sit in Hazrat Majlis. If you don't like it, then you carry on. When he came one time and he said in Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi's Majlis, one time, he says, Allahu Akbar, Malum nahi kis andaaz se Hazrat ne bayan ki. He says, I don't know how Hazrat made bayan. As if Quran Sharif just came down now, and yet he was a mufassir. So imagine, when you sit in the company of the friends of Allah, Nabi Akram, it is mentioned that tanzilu zikra, tanzilu rahma in the zikr salihin. Fadlan an wujudihim, that just by talking about the pious, Allah's rahmat descends. So when you word them, then what can we say? Automatically our hearts will soften. We'll want to make tawbah, we'll want to get close to Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying, just go one time with an open heart in the company of Ahle Dil, those who have given their hearts to Allah. And that heart is valuable, not the heart of dunya. Then just meet with them one time and see now. You'll want to go in that company all the time. Don't worry how you are dressed, how you look, whatever you are, just go and sit in the company of Ahle Dil. They won't tell you, they won't taunt you. You just sit there where they make dua for you. And that rahmat of Allah will be descending, your heart will start melting. Dil kum ilahi darde dil, sohbati ahle dard se, warna ta naashnai dard akhtar, hamara aab o gil. Hazrat says that where did we get the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We got it only from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why one of the initial poems of Hazrat, so beautiful, every time you hear it, it just stirs the heart. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, teri aashiko mein jeena, teri aashiko mein marna. Hame kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Said, oh Allah, I've realized that my support of my life, my sum total of my life, is only to be amongst your lovers. And to die amongst you, in other words, to learn how to love for the pleasure of Allah. To learn how to die when desires come, I'll rather die, but I won't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Hazrat is saying that we got the stain of the love of Allah, that is the love of Allah and this connection of Allah, by the sohbat of the Ahl Hadith. And this is a system of Allah. Allah has made it. Sahaba became Sahaba with the sohbat of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this carried on, and Allah said, "Kunu ma sadiqeen," that means forever Allah will keep the pious servants. We have to look for them and connect our hearts to them. Otherwise, Hazrat says, otherwise in reality, Hazrat is talking out of his humbleness, but myself, reality, I still don't know what is this body that is made of sand and water. What do we know about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We don't know that the real value of life is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala has made it so easy for us. Allah has brought us here. Let us beg Allah all the time till our last breath. Allah keeps us connected to the Ahl Hadith and these Mubarak Majalis.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wassalamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. With the approach of the month of Ramadan, hopefully, inshallah, there is a very beautiful bayan. It will increase in us and hope activate in us the eagerness to look forward to Ramadan. We learn from the ulama that previously people should look very eagerly and long in advance. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Rajab already. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. So much he should make dua, keep us healthy, ready for Ramadan. And it's famous that we say Ramadan Mubarak. Ulama question, what is this? But actually it was where they used to remind one another, Ramadan is coming, get ready. And not with our material and food, etc. But that this great, great month is coming. And at the one moment, one split moment of our lives, ordinarily, the whole world cannot be its value. And so valuable it is, but unfortunately we just waste our time. And in the month of Ramadan, every moment is even much more value. And Allah has made it so easy for us. You are in roza, you are sleeping, you are getting sawab. You are walking to the toilet, you are walking to work, because you are in roza, you are getting sawab all the time. So Allah has made it, and we must make this time very, very valuable. So this Alim writes that this month is like the season of spring has come. And when the season of spring comes, then you see the trees are all turning now green, flowers coming on them. And you see that these beautiful colored birds now are coming. And they are singing so sweetly everywhere. They in winter, they weren't here. Suddenly they are coming now. And you see the whole garden and orchards now blooming, and it's so soothing to the eyes. Further, he says, when you see, if you drive out of town and you see all the orchards, the farms, etc., they all have also turned green, and everything is so beautiful at that time. And it's inviting you to enjoy those beautiful scenes, all the greenery. Whatever it may be, a maize farm, whether it's a banana plantation, whatever it is, you see it all so beautifully. And this was just now, it was winter. Everything was dry. The ground, the grass was burned, like now presently we see. But after that, after July, August, when September will come, then you see everything again so green. Just like that, this world and our hearts also, and the 12 months, it was everything was dry. Whatever we were doing, making our ibadat, namaz, tilawat, everything. But as Ramadan approaches, the season of spring, now we'll see many places you go to the masjid, fajr time, any other time, you see two people sitting here making door, two people sitting there making door. People are now getting ready and geared up for Ramzan. That beautiful atmosphere. And this is what it should be in our homes also. Like when a wedding is coming, we know the preparations. You can make out that here in this house there is a wedding coming. Or whatever else. So like that in our homes also, we should try and start getting geared up now. Tilawat should start now. And everything, unfortunately, if we have the TV box, previously it used to be shut down. This is the time now to get rid of it actually. Not only to shut it down, but to get rid of it. So when the month of Ramadan comes, then this is like the month of Ramadan has brought a complete difference. And that is how a mu'min should feel and be going forward to the month of Ramadan. We should get that excitement now, that great anticipation that Ramadan is coming, Ramadan is coming. And all the great virtues which are connected with the month of Ramadan. It is such a month that the hearts get enlightened and the minds and the brains, they also become purified now. The person thinks of the month of Ramadan is a month of purity. Now he thinks also, even whatever wrong things he was doing, even he was playing some games or something, now he should feel, no, just now, no more. Ramadan is coming now. Everything must change now. A person who was shaving his beard, for example, now he also, now Ramadan is coming, I can't shave my beard now. So that excitement and that preparation should be there within our hearts. Further, this is a month that we may correct our amal and the niyat also, that we should get prepared, that we should have sincerity in our intention. And Ramadan teaches us this, because Roza is that ibadah that is filled with sincerity. Because if you got Roza, who knows you got Roza? Nobody knows. It's a hidden ibadah. If you are making namaz, people can see you making namaz. You're giving zakat, they know you are giving zakat. Hajj, you are gone, the whole world sees you making hajj. But roza is such an ibadat that is inside. Until you don't tell somebody I'm fasting, then they otherwise they won't know. So this is a month that we get our ikhlas also in order. And this is a speciality of this month. In this month, goodness, the doors of all goodness are open now. We see automatically a person who was even a habitual drinker, he doesn't drink. A person who is not keeping roza, but is not eating in public also. Everything, you just say everything has changed. It looks like everyone has got roza also. And it is a month where all evil also is shut down. So we should also be going into this month in this way, that all our evil habits, whatever we might have had, now finish them, complete them. And not only because, and then the month of Ramadan comes, let this month of Ramadan be such a springboard that forever you leave your evil. And the good you were going in, now let it carry on forever also. And why shouldn't we, when Allah Ta'ala has made it that the doors of Jannat are opened in this month, Allah's rahmat is coming down, the doors of Jahannam are closed, the shayateen are all fastened, the rebellious and evil shayateen are also fastened, and they are not there to harm us anymore. So in the same way, and Allah is giving tawfiq for us, it is such a month, and everyone will notice it. A person who might not make a khatam in the month of Ramadan, but he is reading Quran, whether he read 2 suparas, 10 suparas, but out of Ramadan that person wasn't reading. A person who was reading, now he's making 2 khatams, 5 khatams. He's reading much more. So Allah has made naturally this month. And if a person doesn't read also, he feels guilty. He'll see his little child is reading Quran Sharif. The whole house, everyone is reading. I'm not reading. Even if he's not reading, he feels guilty. So Allah has brought this great, beautiful month that every goodness just increases all the time. And this is a month also that Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, every moment He's just forgiving. Ghufran and forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, the doors are wide open. Every night at iftari time, 1 million people are set free from the fire of Jahannam. For any small thing, maaf, this maaf, that maaf. This is a month where the king is just giving his great, great treasures, he's giving them out. There is a month that the month of Ramadan has come as a guest. And this guest has come to give us every goodness now. And it has come to not only to empty out its bag of goodness for us. And all our evil gets closed and we just get all this goodness from Allah Ta'ala. The Salihin, their good deeds increase in this month. And those people who are habitual of evil, their evil gets cut down. And how many are such? How many are such that during the day, at iftari time, at tarawih time, their lives change? This month it brings hidayat with it. And many people, so this month is coming to us. And we must appreciate it. Go into this month. Take all everything what Allah is just pouring out in this month. We must take it. This is a month where then a nafil, which is tafal, If you don't make it, no problem. But you get the sawab of a faraz in this month. And a faraz, you get the sawab of 70 faraiz. Where can you get such a mawsam, such a season? What is our December season for a businessman? It can never compare with what Allah Ta'ala is giving in this month. And so we find, automatically, especially the first night of Ramadan, the masjids are full, everywhere. A person who never was coming to the masjid, perhaps even for Jummah, but he's there also. What's bringing him? What is it that Allah has made this month like that? It's got that attraction. Now let us keep that momentum. Let us carry on with it. And for us, let us bring it into us. This great month is coming now for us. We see Quran Sharif is being recited. Previously, before the month of Ramadan, we saw that the TV was on. Now when we come, we see Quran is being recited. Our wives and family, the ladies, they were just dressed like that, head open, hair uncovered. But now you see everyone is like a real Rabia Basariya. All the hair is covered, everyone like a real buzurg, everyone in the house. And they got their tasbihs also in their hand. Everyone is reading tasbihs. Such a automatically this just comes in the hearts of the believers. And in this month, people are doing much more good and becoming even more pious. And this is not just just by chance all this happened, but it is the system of Allah. Many of us, we want to know that Allah's unseen rahmat. If you see it in the month of Ramadan with your eyes of your head, forget with the eyes of the heart, that is there. But with the eyes of your head, Taraweeh starts. The Hafiz is reading, Allahu Akbar. The first night, two, three, one Hafiz, to one and quarter Supara, somewhere three Supara, somewhere completing the Quran the first night. All these great, great things, from where is it? What has brought it? It is a clear sign of Allah's rahmat pouring down. So we don't have to be despondent and despair. What is happening? Nobody in the world got the treasures which the Muslims have got. Who else has got the month of Ramadan? And it comes with its full beauty to us. And we should be ready, get up, and be anticipating, looking forward for this month, and pull it the fever and the fervor, pull it through the whole month. And then when Eid comes, what is Eid then? That is what is an Eid for the person who worked in the month. A person who worked hard. And now he was working for a company, he was an agent, and he worked very hard. Now when he goes and collects his wages, oh, he's so happy, they're giving him so much for this deal, for that deal, for this deal. And what Allah is giving on the night of Eid, in the morning of Eid, so the month is to work for. Allah has brought this great month for us. And this is a month that Allah Ta'ala says, rozas are made for us on you, like on the nations of before. And all that is so that you acquire taqwa. And what is this taqwa? That what Allah has commanded us to do, we do. And what Allah has forbidden us from doing, we stay away from that. That is all, basically. Otherwise, taqwa, lot is written and lot of explanation can be given. But basically, that this ability, and when a little child, sick people, doctor said you can't keep roza, they say we keep it. Roza. And nobody knows they got roza. An old lady in the house or anyone else, the fridge is there. There are leftover samosas of the night. There are pies left over. Some chicken is left over. You can eat to your full. But you also, even if you see it, you know, I got roza. Your halal wife, you don't even really want to even touch her in that, I got roza today. And when you stayed away, Allah proved you can have taqwa. Now why don't you stay away from all the haram? Allah made you stay away, and this is also what is tarbiyat. This is now Allah is the murabbi. Allah is making our tarbiyat. That stay away from halal things in Ramadan. And then you will be able to stay away from haram the whole year. Just stay in this 1 month away from halal. And also see that we have to develop in us that we obey the commands of Allah. That we must find out, is this my Allah's command? If it is, then without any ifs and buts, I'm going to obey it. How is it that everyone, iftari, seri time ends, for example, 5:15, 5:25, whatever it is, the minute now halal food is in front of you, you would like to have it also, or you got up late for seri. Now you say, oh, it's already time, only a minute, no, I can't eat anything, just one sip of water. And it's there already, but you can't eat. Now what was halal till now has made, Allah made it such.
Just that 5:25 came in, whatever the time may be, Sehri time is end, now it is haram for me. And as soon as iftari comes, the same thing now, Allah says halal for you. So we just accept what Allah has said. That what Allah said is halal, when it is halal, what is halal, it's halal. And when Allah says the same halal is haram now, so we won't question where is it in the Quran. Allah has made it. So this is the month of Ramadan. It has brought in us that, oh Allah, what you say is halal now. What you say, you just made nikah. They ask you, you accepted her in nikah. Now what, she was haram for you 20 years, 30 years, whatever. Suddenly now she's halal for you. Unfortunately, may Allah protect us, you just spoke out the wrong word. Now she was halal for you 25, 30 years. Now she has become haram for you. Hey, all the Allah Ta'ala's command, what Allah Ta'ala. So this is that great month that will teach us this, it must come into us. And also, to such an extent, if we go with this eagerness and we understand what is the month of Ramadan, what Allah has brought for us, then the love of good deeds will also come. Allah will put it in our hearts, then we'll enjoy doing good deeds. Now we do it, but as a duty, we are not getting that enjoyment, but we will enjoy it. And all the sinful things, we will have it, we will detest it, we will dislike it. Whether it is any discreet woman or whoever else, all these things which appear so nice to the nafs, now we will just start hating all those things. Gunas which were, we will be shocked if we just approach Ramadan correctly. Gunas I couldn't give up for 20 years, 30 years. Suddenly when I approach Ramadan is that month of tarbiyat and islah. Now we see we just hate those gunas. And now we see that good deeds, we just love doing those good deeds. Then if we spend this 1 month correctly, and then forever our whole life, our islah will be made. Next Ramadan come, we will be where? We will be flying where to Allah Ta'ala. So this is that great month which Allah Ta'ala has brought to us. So if we spend this month correctly, as Allah Ta'ala wants us to spend it, then the actual purpose and object of this month we will have realized. And if unfortunately we just wasted the month again, just want to pass our time, we are more worried of our food, we are more worried of our eat, shopping, we are more worried about other things, then the month we have lost it. We lost the month, and if we commit guna also in this month, still on our cell phone we are committing this and that guna, still the TV is scanning on all other evils, then what a deprivation. Therefore it comes in the hadith, a person who is deprived of the goodness of Ramadan is deprived of all goodness. So what a month Allah Ta'ala has sent for us, and we have to take the maximum benefit of it. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encouraged so much for this month, that give charity in this month, make your tahajjud in this month, increase your tilawat in this month, have sabr in this month, look out the poor people, be kind to and generous towards them. And towards the end of Ramadan, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, the last 10 days of Ramadan, money could just not stay on the hand of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just like the wind blows the money, just this way, that way he was just giving. It was coming, Allah was saying, Allahu yu'ti wa ana qasim. Allah gives and I'm just distributing. It was unbelievable how, so we, Allah give us that quality also. Our neighbors, our family people, this is the month, normally people take out their zakat. How good would it be that we go personally also and we give the zakat wherever we can. And besides that, our lillah, our charity also. There is a month to open the heart. And as we give, Allah gives more also. Like a dam we have, that the water comes in from one side and it fills the dam. If you don't allow it to go out, then that side, the float or whatever it is, it blocks the water there. But you take out here, fresh water comes in. If you don't, your water will get stale here. So Allah has given us the great institution of zakat. That take out your zakat, your water will remain fresh, your money will be looked after, it will be pure, and it will be used for good causes. Otherwise, your money when it's stale, it means now your money will be used. Now you see your money is gone in a wedding. Your money is gone in some other thing. Allah save us. Now all your life savings are gone to the hospital. Otherwise, you could have sent it for akhirat for you. Now it is all on this dunya things. So Allah Ta'ala has brought this great month for us. Then this is a month also that we should look after. then keep the rozas as they are required from every part of the body. Roza of the eyes, the tongue. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there are many people that the roza, they only stayed hungry, and Allah is not in need of them staying hungry also. They get nothing out of that roza. So we should make our roza, so with this anticipation, get ready also. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most roza he kept is in Shaban. So he was getting ready all the time. Then the 15th night of Shaban, we take our spiritual bath to get pure and clean, and we get ready for this great and honorable month. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in so many ahadith which we will hear, in Fadaili Amal, besides that there are many other hadith also of great virtue of what this month is. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can see how he prepared the minds of his Sahaba that this great month is coming. It's a month like this. Then finally at the last night of Shaban, the famous hadith that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to the Sahaba and told them, this is a month of sabr, this is a month of showing your kindness and compassion, this is a night, there is a month to increase your ibadat. There is a month that the first 10 days is the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. The second 10 nights is the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And the last 10 nights, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Ramadan is that month that the whole ummah is freed from the fire of Jahannam. If we all observe it properly, we make that atmosphere in home, everyone that we meet, we just encouraging, this is Ramzan Mubarak. Not sending a card, Ramzan Mubarak. But this year that we telling everyone that the month of Ramadan is coming. It is such a month. It's such a great month. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the pious people, Allahu Akbar, the buzurgs of the past, when Ramadan was coming 6 months before, they were now just getting excited. Ramadan is coming. Ramadan is coming. And 6 months after, they were making tawbah and istighfar. That the Ramadan went and we couldn't do what we were supposed to do. So the whole year was centered around Ramadan. So that great month is coming for us also very soon. And also we should think that this month of Ramadan, when we stand up for Taraweeh, how many people who used to stand next to me? Today he's no more yet. How many are those who are still in the dunya, but now they are bedridden? Now how many other people, they are in different conditions. Allah has still given me that opportunity. So let me grab every second and make it valuable. I don't know. And from now till Ramzan, who knows who of us are going. How many people one night before Ramzan, they pass away. So we don't know. And this great month is coming and it's got value and treasure. And it has come just to open its all the doors and just load off all the great goodness that is in this month. Whatever, if somebody has to just pour down gold from the sky and silver, it cannot compare 1 billionth of what Allah is pouring down in this month. And all the time it comes at the time of tahajjud, etc. Out of Ramadan, we can keep rozas, etc. But what Ramadan has got, and this is the month that Allah sent the Quran Sharif down. The greatest gift Allah has given us, the great Quran Sharif. There is a month where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made door with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And yeah, when Hafiz said he set and made door, we should think that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made door with Jibreel alayhi salam. He humbra with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam listen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam read, and Jibreel alayhi salam listen, and let us know who Jibreel, what great farishta these people are. And this Quran, when we hold it in our hand, when we see it, understand what is this Quran. Then Laylatul Qadr comes again. What a night again, Laylatul Qadr. What a khayru min alf shahr. More better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months, each month has got 30 nights. So more better than 30,000 nights, that one Laylatul Qadr. And Quran Sharif has got 30 suparas. And this Quran Sharif, Allah send it, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. We send the whole Quran Sharif from the Lawhi Mahfuz to the lower sky in this month of Ramadan. In this night it has come. So, and all the heavenly scriptures Allah revealed during this night. So our GPS, Allah gave it to us also during this night. And now it is that we must get connected with Quran. somebody at the level of learning, somebody at the level of reading, somebody at the level of teaching, somebody with the tafsir, somebody with the inner meanings, which is the ruhaniyat, which is the spirituality. The shariat is there, and the spirituality, that real connection. Allah Ta'ala has given us this great, great month. We should try and make the best of it and try and build within ourselves this anticipation that this great month is coming, and I must not waste. Whatever we have to do for Ramadan, what we can, do it before Ramadan. We even have to pay our utility bills, pay double before Ramadan. So that Ramadan, I don't even have to go and pay. I don't even have to go on the computer. I don't even have to make an electronic transfer. Nothing I have to do. As much as we can, Ramadan I'm going to keep free for this great values which are coming down. This great fish which are coming, which Allah is sending, of gold and silver and diamonds and rubies. I'm going to grab as much as possible. I'm not going to waste my time in anything else. Allah save us from all this games or whatever else, and TV and wrong things, and just want to pass our time. And in Ramadan you want to pass time. We wear the basics also, we can. And winter, short days, we can't do much. Night, Allah give us tawfiq. But usually then a person just sleep overtakes him. Allah give us tawfiq to make it valuable. So a very great month is at our doorstep. And therefore Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu properly. And if we look after this month, our whole year, our whole life will be looked after. Our mort will come like Eid. Allah give us like that mort, inshallah, like Eid, when we are going to meet our Habib. We are going to meet Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will be meeting Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.